Welcome to the brief signal. Let's get into it. So, corporate America is officially hitting an AI budget ceiling. This week, we saw a real token budgeting panic as AI spend escalates, with companies like Uber and Walmart actually capping employee AI tool usage. This isn't just about managing daily spend, it's a systemic issue. Sam Altman noted that AI budgeting, which was never a concern earlier in the year, has become a huge issue for some companies. And here's the thing, it's not going away soon. TSMC warns that the chip shortage could last until 2030, reinforcing that the physical constraints, like chip fabrication and data center capacity, might be the real bottleneck, not just the intelligence itself. Some investors are even claiming that by year-end, many companies will choose tokens over humans, especially for those marginal roles. It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? What's the token budget conversation looking like in your customers' leadership teams right now? Which actually connects to something else big I saw this week, AI's rapid verticalization. Hyperscalers aren't just watching this play out, they're funding the disruption themselves. Google, for instance, plans to spend a whopping $190 billion this year, 2026, on AI build-out alone, with even bigger increases projected for next year. Satya Nadella at Microsoft put it well, their job isn't just Azure networking, but to build the agentic system that does Azure networking, which has required more investment in Azure capacity in the last 15 months than in the first 15 years combined. It's a massive bet, and it highlights how foundational this infrastructure is becoming. Now, speaking of these agentic systems, a new Y Combinator playbook caught my eye. They're talking about AI-native services companies that target massive traditional services markets, but with a software-first approach. Think tax filing, audit, or even FDA approval. These companies deliver the outcome, not just the software. The sweet spot is low-trust work, where customers really care about results, tasks with low human judgment per step, but with genuinely hard overall intelligence thresholds, like regulated industries. The goal here is to push margins from 30%, typical for traditional services, toward 50% plus, which is software-like, on markets that are two or three times larger than traditional software markets. And you know, we're already seeing this play out with some founders. Take Nat Eliason, for example, who's running a zero-human company generating $1 to $2 million in Runlake. He built FelixCraft AI, an open clawbot, as his CEO. For a startup cost of just $1,500 and $400 a month in operating expenses, his voice notes to Discord trigger Felix to execute tasks, even hiring two OpenClaw subordinates. It's hard data showing that agent-driven micro-companies can generate significant revenue. Another one that blew me away was Emergent, a YC-backed startup. They've built a platform that allows anyone to build and ship software without any programming knowledge. They're at $100 million in annualized run rate, with more than 8.5 million people building over 10 million apps. Their system has been rewritten three times in 9 months because of rapid AI model advancements, which just underscores how fast things are moving. And GigaML, another YC startup, is building AI-forward deployed engineers for enterprise customers, seeing customer support deflection rates jump to 60 to 70%. These are companies building entirely new business models on top of AI. With all this agentic activity and the token budgeting panic, the era of defaulting to the most expensive frontier model for every task is definitely ending. Patrick O'Shaughnessy notes that using the most expensive model for every task is not a quality strategy. It's a laziness tax. Smart multi-model routing now beats brute force in enterprise AI benchmarks. Microsoft is even adding average token usage as a standard column on its model cards. This is a clear signal that model companies will compete on intelligence per dollar, and the application layer will compete on dollars per outcome. This is critical for founders looking to manage costs while still achieving frontier-level performance. This shift isn't just about cost. It's also changing the engineering role. AI tools are boosting developer productivity, but it's shifting the bottleneck from writing code to reviewing it. Jacob Lawrenson, CTO of Legora, notes that AI tooling dramatically increases developer productivity, making code review the new constraint in software development. Figma is actively focused on solving the emerging problem of reviewing AI-generated content to ensure consistency and maintain innovation speed. Human tastemakers and architects are now essential for maintaining robust, secure, and maintainable systems. So, given all this, here's a thought for your week. The token budgeting panic is very real. pick one key AI native account you're working with and ask them, what's your most token-hungry workflow? And are you sure you're using the right model for every step? This opens the door to discussing multi-model routing for cost efficiency or predictable spend with provisioned throughput. And this ties directly into how Google Cloud is positioned in this new token economy. We're making a massive bet on AI infrastructure with that $190 billion allocated to AI build-out just this year. That investment is critical as AI companies face structural token shortages. We offer provisioned throughput for predictable long-term compute access and provide models like Gemini 3.1 Flashlight for cost-optimized outputs on lower-value subtasks. This multi-model strategy, including Anthropic models available on the Gemini Enterprise Agent platform, ensures founder optionality, not vendor lock-in, in an increasingly tight compute market. The platform is also built to address enterprise hesitations about privacy and intellectual property. Enterprises often don't want foundation model providers retaining historical agent data for training. It directly addresses this by providing a robust, managed common context layer and enabling private evaluations, which are emerging as a key form of IP for companies to control and improve their AI models. Y Combinator's own internal agent harness, for example, operates on a unified Postgres database accessible to agents with a shared skill registry, demonstrating the power of a centralized, secure context layer that the platform provides. It's all about giving founders the secure, IP-protected environment they need to build and deploy complex agentic workflows. This week really made the case better than any pitch deck could. Don't sell the model, sell the substrate. Benedict Evans argued that leading models have no network effects and no radical product differentiation, so no winner-take-all and no durable pricing power. They're heading toward commodity infrastructure, much like cloud itself. If that's even half right, the representative who leads with, "Our model is better," is selling the one layer that's commoditizing. The durable value sits underneath the model, in compute certainty, data gravity, governance, and on top of it, in the founder's own product, data, and workflow, where defensibility truly lives. Thanks for listening. Leave feedback on this episode at the bottom of the page.